had been nothing short of miraculous. But then Amos had always believed in the miraculous. Bill, the shopkeeper, had been very helpful, not wary like some folk were when they first met Amos, who, with his dungarees and bright red Doc Martin boots, would be the first to admit that his appearance wasn't all that conventional for a man of his age. Listening carefully as Amos explained that he was looking for a place to camp in return for any kind of work he could offer as payment, Bill didn't make any promises, but suggested that Amos have a look around the shop for a few moments while he made a phone call. He knew someone who might be glad of an extra pair of hands. Only when the deal was done had Bill given him a name and address, and Amos had understood perfectly. You couldn't be too careful, not in this day and age. He had paid for his bread, a bottle of water, and some apples before taking his leave. With any luck, he would soon be in a position to properly repay Bill his kindness. In Amos's world, that was just the way things worked. Taking the little lane up by the church, Amos followed Bill's directions, enjoying the rustle of the wind in the big horse chestnut trees along the way. He would have liked to see them in the autumn too, but he knew he would be long gone by then. Stopping for a moment, he looked up at the cloudless blue sky and frowned slightly, knowing from just the sound that the car coming towards him was driving far too fast. He stepped safely onto the wide verge in good time as a dark blue Lexus roared past him, sending a shower of dust and noise up into the air. Amos stared after the car for quite some time, thankful that there was no one else walking the lane, someone whose reactions were a little slower than his. It must be sad, he thought, to be in that much of a hurry on such a beautiful day. He rubbed the back of his neck absent-mindedly. After walking steadily downhill for some time, the sharp bend he had been told to look out for appeared ahead of him in the distance. But Hope Corner sounded like the kind of place that should be savoured, and Amos was in no rush, so he decided to relax and enjoy his walk. It would be a few hours yet before the sunset, and it really was the most beautiful evening. The hedges that bordered the lane were thick with wild dog roses and honeysuckle, and their scent drifted along beside him. Rounding the bend at last, Amos drew level with a red brick wall. It was far too high to see over, so he could only imagine the kind of house that lay behind it. He trailed a hand along the wall's rough surface, marvelling at the variety of foliage that had sprouted there, and waited to see what else his senses would pick up. He stopped for a moment and placed the bag of apples inside his rucksack, tucking the bottle of water into a pocket on the side. His intuition told him he was not far from his final destination, and knowing from Bill's directions that the sweep of wall would eventually give way to the lane up to the farm, he picked up his pace, his heart beating a little faster as he drew level with a sunny yellow sign that read, "Hope Blooms," and he smiled. Whether the pun was intended or not, if that wasn't an omen of good things to come, then he didn't know what was. A little further along was another board which told him he had arrived at Hope Corner Farm, and as he walked through a double five-bar gate into a wide yard, a distant bark told him he had been spotted. Bracing himself, Amos prepared to be greeted by the elderly black Labrador that lumbered up to meet him, followed by a woman wearing a sky-blue dress underneath a red apron. She had flip-flops on her feet, and her mass of curly black hair was left loose to cascade over her shoulders. But it was her smile, stretching from ear to ear, that truly caught Amos's eye. "Hello," she called. Amos waved and waited until they were within speaking distance, smiling down at the dog and offering a hand to meet its wet, inquisitive nose. "It would seem you've passed the test," said the woman, still smiling. "Although, to be fair, Brodie makes friends first and asks questions later." She frowned. "I probably shouldn't be telling you that." Amos lifted both hands in the air. "Friend, I promise. Although, to be fair, I probably would say that." He lowered his hands and smiled. "Are you Mrs. Jameson? Flora?"
"I am. Hello. And you must be Amos."
She smiled again, and Amos felt the subtle change in the air between them. "You found us all right, then," she said. "Bill said he'd give you directions." She paused, and Amos knew she was wondering how best to bring up the subject of exactly why Amos was there, trying to be tactful.
"And he explained that you were looking for some work in return for a place to stay for a while. Is that right?"
Amos nodded.
"So are you homeless, then?"
Again, Amos nodded.